Jody Perrett, Plastic Surgery Associates of?
South Dakota and Iowa.
Jody, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yourself, Bill?
Well, not bad. Last time I talked, you were in the islands.
I was. It was great, relaxing, hot.
And the sunscreen you had, you said, wasn't high enough.
It wasn't, but you know, I feel after I got a little acclimated to the weather down there, it did start working, and the 40 I was using on my face did actually start working. So once I was acclimated, I was good. But up here, the 30, your body's already basically acclimated to knowing that you need to have a 30, and it's not near as close to the equator, which makes a big difference.
Well, I have to tell you, Jody is usually always right when she's talking to the doc and the host. If you don't take care of yourself, guess what? You get to see a doc.
That's right.
And I got frozen with 7 spots, and one they found a little cancer on. So guess what? And it's right above the eyebrow, and they keep asking me why I'm wearing a little Band-Aid. Well, I have to grow it back so they can do surgery. So if you're not wearing the right sunscreen, just think of your poor old radio host.
That's right. Somebody who's out on the golf course that I preach to about wearing sunscreen, and he doesn't always remember.
I know. And my wife, as we were up here and we're in a little golf tournament this afternoon after we get through, she was like, "Did you bring your sunscreen?" I said, "You've told me, Jody's told me, everybody's told me." So as I look at that Band-Aid, it was like I should have listened a little better.
That's right. Yes, start prevention early so that you're not being seen for skin cancers or spots that you really don't want on your face. Age spots are usually sun damage, and they're not very pretty. They're usually not cancer, but they can turn to cancer. So you really got to take care of yourself early with the sun protection. Start it as children so that they're in the habit, and now is not too late to start for anybody.
I have to tell you, the first time I wore the Band-Aid, I had to go see my mom, who's 92, and she said, "Bill, what happened to you?" I said, "Sunscreen." She said, "I have had the same thing you have. It runs in the family." Is that true?
I think if you're prone to getting melanoma, that's possibly hereditary. Basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell, if you are a person who has a very light complexion in you and you burn easily, you're going to have a higher chance of getting skin cancer. I know some people who burn very easily. They've had many spots of skin cancer, and then I know somebody else who has a darker complexion and doesn't use sunscreen, and they haven't had any. So I do think that it is somewhat hereditary, but I think it's also in how you take care of yourself.
Jody Perrett with us, Plastic Surgery Associates of?
South Dakota and Iowa.
You know, a little downtime is pretty important for all of us. Cool sculpting might be right up somebody's alley.
Absolutely. Now's the time where we're starting to feel like we're going to wear some shorts if the weather would stay warm. And you don't really want to have the downtime wearing compression garments because they're warm, and you have to wear them for about 4 to 6 weeks. So cool sculpting might be the option for you. It's not an immediate result. It does take time to see the final results as your fat is dissolving out of your body. Generally, it's about a 12-week turnaround to see your final result. So now in the summertime might be the way to do it because you don't have any downtime. You can come in, have the treatment done, go back to work. It's not a problem. Same thing if you're not looking at a full invasive surgery right now and being down. There's always the aesthetic fillers. There's Botox, Dysport. You can do microneedling, resurface that skin, get it ready for the summer glow. You know, there's many different things that we do here, not only not surgery related, but just quick fixes to get you by until you're ready to really jump in and have that downtime.
Kind of questions you get this time of year where we're going from what was winter to summer?
What's the best thing I can do to get this winter dryness off of me? Well, you need to exfoliate your face. We can do that for you. We do have medical grade skincare lines that can also help with that. But you need to get that dead, dry skin off in order to treat the nourished skin underneath. And that's the biggest thing that people aren't realizing. You can't just moisturize what you are sloughing. You need to moisturize what's underneath.
Men and women, let's talk men first. Competing in the job force, should they use plastic surgery as one of those things that's in their toolbox?
Absolutely. It's in the toolbox for everybody. If you're competing against a younger person and you're a baby boomer and still want to continue working, come in and make yourself look a little more youthful. You can certainly have your Botox or your fillers, get rid of that wrinkle between your eyebrows. Or there's also eyelid surgery, which is very popular for men. Get rid of the bags under your eyes or your upper eyelids that are hanging heavy. That is very popular, easy procedure, makes you look more vibrant, awake. There's also other procedures if you're feeling a little round. We can certainly help you with the abdomen area. And what has also become very popular is a male breast reduction for those people who feel like their man breasts are getting larger than what they want. We can certainly help you with that as well.
For the ladies, the breast reconstruction and shaping, still an issue?
Well, breast reconstruction is still there. There's unfortunately still breast cancer being found. We are here for those ladies who are diagnosed with breast cancer. I really highly suggest coming in and just finding out what your options are, even if you're not interested in reconstruction right now or in the future. Come in and listen, see what your options are. There's so many new techniques out there that can eliminate multiple surgeries, different forms of reconstruction available. I say it's always part of the journey that you're taking, and you should know all of your journey options.
When we start talking about any doc, people start saying insurance, recovery. What do we need to know in our last minute?
Well, we will take care of all the prior authorizations with your insurance companies if it is a procedure that may be covered. Breast reductions are very common, and a lot of insurance companies will cover those. Of course, the breast reconstruction. A lot of the procedures we do are cosmetic, but there are many scar revisions, upper eyelids if you're having vision deficits. A lot of insurance companies will pay for that as well, and we take care of all the prior approval for you so that you know ahead of time what you're going to be looking at as an expense.
Jody, how do they reach you?
Give us a call at 335-3349 or check out our website at plasticsurgeryassociatesofsd.com.
And tell our local doctors hello. That's one of the big advantages with plastic
surgery.
Absolutely.
I certainly will.
Nice to have you back in the continent. Sorry I skipped town when you were scheduled.
Not a problem.
We'll talk next time.
Thanks, Bill.